listener production.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember. God bless them.
That's Ron Workman from the Currumbin RSL sub-branch addressing this morning's Anzac Dawn service at Currumbin. Currumbin RSL President Michael Humphreys tells us why it's so important for us to pause and reflect today.
Our local residents have volunteered, served with honour to our nation for every major conflict since, and it's very visible on our honour board.
And the RAAF conducted a spectacular flyover in the skies above the Gold Coast to pay tribute to those who served. To other news now, and the father of murdered Gold Coast teen Jack Beasley continues his campaign to extend police wanding laws beyond Queensland. Brett Beasley has told Nine everyone deserves the protections offered in Jack's law to help prevent knife crime.
Every single police officer should have one of these wands in their kit, and it should be happening nationwide. So it's just we need to get on top of this knife pandemic that we're going through at the moment.
A home's been destroyed by a fire at Robina early this morning. Fire crews were called to Tarraville Street at around 3 a.m. It took them around 2 hours to bring the blaze under control. The five occupants managed to escape uninjured. An investigation into the cause is underway. Updating sport now, and the Gold Coast Titans and Warriors begin the first of three Anzac Day NRL matches today at Auckland's Mount Smart Stadium. Titans coach Des Hasler says it's something all players will remember for the rest of their lives.
There's so much emotion tied to it, so much history, so much alliance. One of those, you know, amazing experiences. It's a wonderful tribute, and it's wonderful that we don't forget them, and we honour them for the sacrifices they made.